Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of Equality and Diversity in the Music Industry with the amazing Julia. Hi, Julia, how are you?
Hello, Saskia. I'm good. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for coming today to share your story to the viewers. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and where you're from.
Hello, everybody. I am Giulia Sofia. I'm from Sicily, Italy, specifically Sicily. And I study music since I'm 32, since 30 years. And I don't know, my music is the all that I have inside is my story about my family, my island. Is about what I studied about music. I frequented the conservatory. I studied the piano for 3 years at the conservatory. And then, and yes, I sing since when I was born. And for this reason, I tried to intertwine this kind of skill, my voice with my knowledge. And that's it. This is my music, all the passion of my island, of my heart, and all the structure, all the knowledge that I have thanks to my studies.
Wow, and you've just recently graduated, haven't you? So, what did you graduate in?
Yes, at the end I came in London, obviously, as Stasia says, and I graduate at Taliard. I have a master in music production and songwriting, and now in particular I'm evolving, if I can say like this, I'm evolving my skills in production, and I'm making some music. This is very exciting for me. A kind of music which is in the middle between pop music and contemporary classic music, and with a DJ surround. I don't know how to explain, but you will listen soon.
Amazing. That sounds great. And being a female kind of producer, songwriter, and performer, that must have come with quite a lot of different challenges. So, what were some of the challenges that you faced as a female producer, songwriter, and performer? What kind of issues have you found difficult in the music industry?
If I have to be honest, all the barriers is about are just about me, because maybe I'm too much scared about what will be the next step. But the next step is now, is what I'm doing right now. It's what the music is able to suggest me. And for this reason, I'm go on, and for me, there aren't barriers in particular in the this kind of situation in the music, when the music is the subject of any kind of art, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And also, you've had to come from Sicily to the UK, and you've had to learn a new language and understand a different language. So, has that been quite a challenge for you as well?
Yes, it is an interesting point because when I was at Taliard, when I was a student at the university, I remember that I recorded all the lessons that I have because I have returned back at home and listened for two times, so 3 times since when I could understood what. Okay, but it's done. It's done.
Yeah.
It's done, and it was a great opportunity for me to understand the other people, to understand another culture, another kind of language. And here in London, in particular, there is the music is on the air. I don't know how to explain better, but that's it.
Some great talent coming out of the UK for sure. And what's the music like over in Sicily? So, what's the music scene like where you're from? Compared to here, is there a big difference?
So, for sure, in Sicily in particular, but in Italy, there is a kind, we are so great musician and great singer, and wow, Italy is so full of great ideas. But it seems that we have not the courage to go on, to jump those steps, which is so much difficult. But I think that you can do whatever you want if you do with a certain method and a certain, how can I say, thoroughly, something like that. Yeah, faith. Yeah.
I get you totally. And I think that's come out of all of the talks from everyone that I've spoken to so far, that it's that if as long as you're believing in what you do and you're following your heart and you're following your passion, and I think that's what I think everyone has in common with all of their stories, is I don't think it's always easy. And I think especially in the music industry, there's a lot of ups and downs, but it's also about just persevering and keep going and not giving up. And I think that's what I get from all of the talks that I've done so far.
Absolutely.
And what kind of things are you doing next, Julia? What kind of things have you got coming up, projects and stuff?
So I'm so excited because I'm collaborating with a DJ, which is introducing me in this amazing world of DJing.
Wow.
I can, I don't know how to explain, but I'm discovering so many other aspects of music which are wow. And I can modulate my music, even my classical music, in a way that is so interesting, so contemporary, so modern. I can share it with so many people, so many young people. And this is so cool, I think.
Amazing.
At one point, you understand that you are an instrument of music. It's no more that music is your instrument to do something. You are an instrument of music, and music is able to say, okay, what you are able to do, okay, yeah, you can do it.
I love that. That's amazing. And if anyone wants to kind of collaborate with you or connect with you on social media, is there any handles that you would like to share with the viewers, where they can kind of connect with you or reach out if they've got any questions?
Yes, for sure. There is, I am on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and there are all details on my website, which is www.juliasofia.net. Net. Yes, the point is not .com, but .net.
So if there's anyone out there that would love to collaborate, and we need to have more representation, especially for female songwriters, producers and performers. So if anyone's looking for any kind of female producers, songwriters or performers, please do get in touch with Julia. I'm sure she'll be able to give you some amazing work. And is there any kind of anything else you would like to share with the viewers about your journey and how you've got to where you are today?
For example, today I'm composing, I think, but I am a listener of good music, which is this track, amazing. But I'm trying to do maybe much more than what I'm able to do. But guys, you will listen soon, and I'm sure that you will enjoy about it.
Oh. Sounds really exciting. Oh, wow, that's so inspirational. And thank you for sharing your story and your journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think
thank
it's
you nice, so much.
You know, it's nice to have different people on the show from different places around the world to share their visions, their stories and their dreams. And I wish you all the best, Julia. I'm sure we're going to hear some amazing things coming from you really soon. I'm really excited to find out more about what you're doing. And I just want to say a massive thank you for taking part in today's series.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.